it really is coming down to it now. The build up to the game and lots of discussion, lots of thought, lots of, I suppose, speculation as to what teams will line out in particular. Both camps have been speaking in the last number of days about the game and about the setup and about how they're approaching this particular match at 4 o'clock in Croke Park on Sunday. With me on the line to talk with this in more detail is the editor of the Irish Examiner, sports editor of the Irish Examiner, Tony Lean. Tony, good morning to you.
Morning, Jerry. How are you?
Very good, very good. Listen, what have you made of the build-up here, Tony? It was first Joe Brennan, I think, who started it, but Jack O'Connor hit back. They're falling over each other to say how brilliant the other team and management are and how their particular teams are really up against it on Sunday. There's a lot of Yerra talk out of both camps, isn't there?
Yeah, well, it's, of course, the wonder, Ger, of modern communication. Ger Brennan did his media briefing for the semi-final around lunchtime on Monday. And, of course, the Bush Telegraph had it carried fairly quick, what he said, down to Tralee for 4 o'clock for Jack O'Connor. So, you know, in tennis parlance, like, Jack was well able to hit it back across the net to Ger. Obviously, like, he'd see that coming from about 40 miles away. But all in all, I mean, I think Ger Brennan's point, you know, I mean, obviously, look, he was trying to put, I think, a bit more pressure on Shane Murphy, I think, Jerry, than Kerry generally.
Yes, in particular,
Yeah, because I think, in fairness, the general consensus, I mean, obviously, look, you know, games take on a life of their own, but the general consensus would be that for Dublin to win on Sunday, they have to crack the Kerry kickout. And, you know, that is, let's face it, that's an extraordinary compliment to Shane Murphy, because when Shane Ryan went down with that quad injury, and he was probably seen, certainly in 2025, as the best exponent of the kick-out in terms of getting it out, in terms of the variety, in terms of left and right, people in Kerry would have thought there was very little possibility that that could be replicated. But Shane Murphy has stepped up in an enormous way for them. So, Ger Brennan probably at this stage thinks to himself, if I can just sow that little seed out there, if I can just put an awful lot of heat on that kick out. He was talking, Jerry, not necessarily to Jack O'Connor, not necessarily to Shane Murphy. He was talking to the Dublin faithful. He was talking there basically, not just to his players, but he was talking to the Dublin crowd. And what you will see on Sunday is you will see the Hill trying their best to put as much heat and as much pressure and as much noise on the Kerry kickout, and that is going to be a key aspect of it. So there was, it wasn't madness, but there was a lot of method in what Ger Brennan was saying on Monday. Yeah. And I think Jack was basically trying to neutralise that as quickly as he could.
Yeah, certainly was saying, look, how many All-Ireland medals the Dublin players have and all of those sort of things. There are big questions, yeah, Tony, outside of that for how this team is going to be selected, isn't it? Thankfully for Kerry, a two-week break after the three games on the trot, and this continuing, I suppose, situation of players coming back. It's all about timing, it's all about fitness, it's all about how fit some players are. And the question is, that window of 2 weeks, does it allow the likes of Sean O'Shea, perhaps maybe the likes of Tom O'Sullivan and others to feature?
It does, Jack. I mean, you know, when this story is told in many years' time, and Jack is probably writing the second version of his autobiography, I think this year and last year are going to be particularly interesting. I remember the day they beat Armagh over in Killarney when he was chatting to us afterwards. You know, he was asked a question about Kerry's ability to get their periodisation right, to get their timing right. And you know what? He just shrugged and put out his hands and said, look, you know, lads, you think we actually have this great master plan for this, but we've been fighting fires like for a lot of the spring and most of the summer. And it just so happens that the timing is coming back, as you say, really, really well in terms, and obviously the medical staff take a huge credit for this. They take a massive credit for what they've done with getting the lads back. But there were, you remember, Jerry, there were stages earlier in the summer where you were talking, I mean, we were counting the number of all-stars that were missing. You were talking about 5-6 starters unavailable to him. It just so happens, like, obviously, I mean, I genuinely believe, and as I said, this story is yet to be written down the stream, I really do believe that the Donegal defeat in Killarney actually helped Kerry, because it gave them that window. It gave them a three-week window. Now, I know the next draw was against, who was it against above in Portlaoise? It was against Cavan, wasn't it?
Cavan,
my head and is gone. No, yeah, Kevin.
Yes.
And then it came to Armand. The point being, Joey, that the timing of it has worked in terms of feeding the guys slowly back. And now, coming up to this weekend, Jack O'Connor and his management team have completely different sorts of problems, lovely problems. In other words, Sean O'Shea, one of the best footballers in the country. How do you get him back into the six forwards? Tom O'Sullivan, one of the best defenders in the country. How do you get him back into the six backs? Do they get them back into the six backs, or do they keep both of them in reserve? I mean, my gut on it, if Breno Beglia is okay, my gut on it is you don't start either of them. I mean, I know, you know, people would have seen, Sean O'Shea would have seen, there was still a little bit of rust there in the Armagh game, but they have had a two-week window since then. So in terms of getting his fitness up, in terms of getting his ball handling, in terms of getting everything like that up, he's probably more ready than Tom O'Sullivan. But Tom O'Sullivan is such a natural. You know yourself, Jerry, there are footballers who need ball to get back into the kind of the run of it. I don't think Tom O'Sullivan actually needs a lot of that. I just think he's so natural. So they are great problems. They are great problems. And they're better problems than Dublin have. Dublin have injury concerns now defensively. That would be a worry for them, you know, in terms of matching up. But I would say Kerry have great selection issues.
Yeah. It was actually Kildare in Newbridge was that game we're taking over, Tony, in relation to that. And that let them ease it back. Those selections are good problems to have going into a game like this. But is there something as well? And I know Jack O'Connor is having his say, and he's saying, look, we can't continue to have a situation where Kerry intercountry players are expected to play three championships every year. And that may be a discussion for another day. But is there something about the intensity of the way the game is being played under the new structure of the championship, but particularly the speed of the game, that is taking a toll on all squads?
There's no doubt about that. I mean, look, there are two issues there. You're absolutely right. In terms like of inter-county football at this stage, games lasting for 75, 80 minutes, certainly after the hard slog of the league, and certainly, you're talking about seven high-intensity games, then you go into a change of ground conditions. You know, every game, like, really is at a level now. It's just literally night and day. I mean, you talk, and I have talked many times to club players who go from club to inter-county, and they're just bewildered at the change, the pace. Everything is done so quickly. But I do think, and Jack O'Connor has hammered this issue for 2 years now. I mean, and we talked earlier, Jerry, about who Ger Brennan and Jack O'Connor were talking to earlier in the week. You can be guaranteed Jack O'Connor is talking specifically to Kerry County Board, to Peter Twiss, to Patrick O'Sullivan, in terms of inter-county players playing a third championship in this county at the tail end of the year. I mean, the bottom line with this, and I know the traditionalists won't like it and they won't want it, but you are coming down to a situation where I genuinely believe that in divisional championships, only in exceptional circumstances will inter-county players be playing. I think Jack has beaten that drum to the extent where he is basically saying, look, we are picking up so many injuries. We are picking up more injuries. We have more unavailability than other counties. You know, this is going on and on and on. When are you going to listen to me? It's an unpalatable one. Nobody wants to be the administrator that says to Gavin White, you can play in the O'Donoghue Cup with Crokes. You know, or to Jason Foley, you can play in the North Kerry Championship with Ballydonoghue. But I genuinely do think the way things are going with intra-county football, the intensity of it, as you say, and then they've got the county championship after that. I do think it's coming to a point where that issue is going to be on the table.
Yeah, Tony, is it a real mugs game this year, more than any other year, to try and predict which way any game will go? I mean, when you look at the teams that are in the semi-finals, when you look at 7-8 point leads being gobbled up in a matter of minutes under the new rules, it makes it very hard, doesn't it?
It does. I mean, look at the All Ireland minor final last Sunday in Newbridge, and I know obviously with the hurling last weekend, it sort of got overlooked, but here in Cork, you know, it was seen as an unbelievable win. 9 points down to the defending champions, Tyrone, and they turned it around with a series of two-pointers. I do think now that we have actually separated the wheat from the chaff and we're down to the last four, Jerry, I do think you can look at Sunday in isolation, and Louth Mayo is a toss-up irrespective of scoring ability, two-pointers. They're just two fresh new sides, and really it's a question of acclimatising and performing in Croke Park on Sunday. I do think the Kerry-Dublin one is going to come down to a couple of things on paper, and certainly if you're matching up 15v15 and if you're matching up replacements be replacements, you'd have to say Kerry have an edge. Don't underestimate, obviously, the crowd factor. You know, I would think Hill 16 and the Dublin supporters sort of turned their backs on Dublin in the last couple of years, but they've been re-energised by
particularly
this year.
Early this year, but they're the one county, not the only county, but when momentum comes into it, it's huge for them.
And that is the exact word I was going to use. There is no county that rides a wave of momentum and rides a wave of their support like Dublin does. So if Dublin get a run on Kerry on Sunday, on the pitch, they're very dangerous. On Hill 16, the noise is going to be deafening. You know, from David Clifford last year to Jack O'Connor to Paul Ganey earlier this year, the Kerry team have quite subtly basically said to their supporters, look, lads, we need you. We need you to travel. And I do think definitely there is going to have to be some Kerry noise, because you're talking about these one percenters. And as you said, you don't want, if you're a Kerry person, you don't want Dublin on a wave of momentum with that crowd behind them after 3:30 on Sunday.
Yeah, you definitely don't. Okay, Tony, listen, brilliant stuff. Thanks a million for talking to us about that on the programme this morning. It's Tony Dean, sports editor with the Irish Examiner, talking about the different permutations, I suppose, for both management teams ahead of this one, particularly Kerry, on how the team will be named and lined out and start on Sunday and the different factors that will go into it. It's a huge game, that's for sure. And a sellout crowd will be some atmosphere in Croke Park on Sunday. If you've reviewed it, your own thoughts on how it'll go and those issues of timing, players, the injury situation, how all that factors into the new championship structure that we're still getting used to. We'd love to hear your views on that in the programme this morning. Keep your comments and opinions and your thoughts coming into us on the show.